Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is Wednesday, October the 23rd, 2019. As we look to pick up the pieces here from an opening night of the NBA, opening night of the World Series, and we head into Game 2 tonight. And, of course, only four teams got to go on the hardwood last night. The rest of the league back at it here today. So plenty going on in the world of sports. And I know you're all just gearing up for the big Thursday night football matchup. I mean, some of you are probably calling in sick to work. The idea that you could actually kick back and watch the Minnesota Vikings and the Washington Redskins. I know how excited you've got to be. So there's always that coming up also this week. But first, of course, we got a World Series, the 115th World Series here, people. And here's a trivia question for you. What exactly is harder than winning 19 straight decisions in Major League Baseball? The answer
winning
is
20.
Yeah, that would be the answer, because as we all figured out last night, and unfortunately some people cost them a lot of money to figure that that answer out last night, the Astros at home taking on the Nationals. Scherzer, Cole, as a baseball fan, as an investor, you could not have been happier with the matchup. It's exactly what we've always wanted to see. It's what we've been talking about forever. Give me the best versus the best, and the two guys that have been doing it at a ridiculous level for a long time got on the hill last night. And I think it was quite obvious rather quickly that neither guy necessarily with the A game. It was going to be a grinding out effort, as the Astros just took a bunch of pitches, making Scherzer work. And Cole, same situation there. As much as he tried to work around guys, he made a few mistakes that they made him pay for early on in that game. And ultimately, you had a 20-year-old kid who Couldn't stop shaking at his first at bat, going up against the best pitcher in baseball, and he won a lot. Ended up taking him yard, of course. Zimmerman, you got a 35-year-old, a 20-year-old. You could not have asked for a better Game 1 of the World Series that had a lot of drama and, oh yeah, a plus 180 underdog walks away with the victory here. And now, all of a sudden, the Astros, from being a 2-1 favorite, guys, in this series, 2-1, are down 1-0, and yet they have not faced the best pitcher the Nationals have. They're going to do that tonight. And, yeah, Verlander, as good as he has been, not exactly dominating here over the last couple of times, guys. So if I'm the Astros fans, if I'm Mattress Mac, I'm probably not running to put another $1 million right down on the Astros just yet. We've got ourselves a series. So sweep, I don't think so for either team. But, yeah, this all of a sudden now shift the advantage to the Washington Nationals, Dane. They are not nearly just going to sit there and allow the Astros, to walk all over them. It's not going to happen. And pressure is now on Verlander and the Astros tonight.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates here on Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. I mean, listen, Joe, we know, and Joe Buck said it, you know, any of these starting pitchers that go in the first three games are capable of pitching a shutout. And so that's why we yesterday thought that Washington at plus whatever it was, plus 180, something like that. We knew that was the value. And this is what we saw. I mean, first of all, Juan Soto hit a ball that still hasn't landed yet, or did actually land like on the train tracks up there. He crushed it. We've been talking about some of these young players in Major League Baseball, whether it be Bregman or Gleyber Torres, but Juan Soto is certainly one of the best ones out there. And what I thought was interesting, Joe, honestly, was Scherzer goes 5 innings in 112 pitches. You know, you talked about this, the idea of them, they saw a lot of pitches with Cole, but the Astros pitchers saw the same thing with Scherzer. And I think that's what we're going to see more of, especially in the beginning of these games, okay? Trying to get the pitch count up for Strasburg and Verlander tonight so we can get to the bullpens. I thought it was very interesting, Joe, that after Scherzer, they brought in Patrick Corbin for 1 inning. I think that's interesting. They alluded to the fact that they may do it again. And so you can see it's kind of all hands on deck, but it is still going to come to who can string together the most hits. And you saw the Washington Nationals rally a few times yesterday.
Yeah. And you have a series here that the Astros have always had the advantage because of the big three. And right on in any series, you are going to give them a nod because of, you know, who they got running out to the mound for three of those games in a series. And, you know, the Nationals were the only team that could neutralize that advantage. And then it really comes down to two teams that are made up very similar. And this is always going to come down to which bullpen can come through in the end. And last night, the Nationals, advantage of Nationals, their bullpen came in and was able to limit the damage and held on. 5-4. Game one in the books. Now Verlander on the mound for them in, I don't want to say must win, but we already know they've kind of taken the advantage away from the Astros in a game I think they thought they should have won. I think they finally realized that there is a team out there going to make you work, and they're going to make you work hard. And the Astros kind of did the same thing they did against the Yankees. They left 11 guys on base, and they could not get that big hit like they did against the Yankees. They were only hitting 208 going into this series in the playoffs, guys. It's not like they've been mashing. We told you yesterday, the Nationals have the better hitting team in the playoffs than what the Astros have been doing. And it showed again last night where you can't allow Scherzer. When you have him on the ropes, you just can't allow him. Neither of those pitchers had a 1-2-3 inning, guys. Not one. Every inning, top and bottom, they had runners on base in an inning. They were never able to get into any groove, mostly because they had to work from the stretch. Every inning, they couldn't get into a groove in the windup because it's a single, it's a walk, it's a single, it's a... But the big hits came from one team last night, and that, of course, is the Nationals. You can't leave 11 guys on base. You can't have Scherzer on the ropes and let him walk away, Dane. I got, you know, what can you say, Astros? You had your chance.
They went 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. We were talking about the Yankees doing the same thing against them, not getting the timely hits. Yep. Houston needs it the same as anything else. Pressure on Verlander tonight. We'll see how he looks.
Big time. And, yo, the odds haven't changed. Huh. I'll tell you what they are. Those are coming up here. Make it rain on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
All right, so we have we got baseball again tonight, World Series Game 2. It'll be interesting, Dane, to see when the ratings numbers come out. I'm going to be very interested to see what this was last night. I do think the fact that the LeBron-Kawhi battle of L.A. wasn't on until 10:30 certainly helped the World Series. I also think the fact that Zion wasn't playing for New Orleans also helped the World Series ratings. And I also think the fact that it was, listen, a 5-4 baseball game was also very good. So everything pointed in the direction of you got to at least check in with the World Series last night. I'm wondering how that translated into ratings. We'll get those numbers a little bit later here this morning. But if you did tune in, it was right off the bat. It was every inning was nail biter. Because neither of these two guys, what people thought was going to be a monster pitching matchup, Dane, we had totals we were telling you guys yesterday. 3 for the first 5 was what it went off at. 6.5 for the full game. And what did we tell you about the public? Public was all over the unders. No way does Cole lose. No way does Scherzer give up runs. Well, the over cashed in the before the fifth inning there. So. Yep. Had that working out for everyone. Way over the 6.5. Also way over the 3 for the first 5. You could have gotten Max Scherzer in the Nationals first 5 at plus 165, plus 170. Full game, plus 180. And yet, their best pitcher, the Nationals, Dane, wasn't even on the mound last night. The guy tonight, by far, is the best pitcher on that team. And I'm looking at the odds here, Dane. It looks a hell of a lot like what we witnessed last night, doesn't it? Because I can tell you right now, the Astros' best pitcher, he was on the mound last night, not tonight. Although he is, listen, he's tremendous. He's also 0-4 in the World Series, guys. He has not won a game in the World Series yet. He's been good these playoffs. Strasburg, dominant. But I'm looking at still, I'm looking at plus 170 for the National. Am I missing some? What are you showing at FanDuel right now?
It's similar. I mean, it's plus 160 at FanDuel, and Verlander and the Astros are minus 185. The difference from yesterday, though, is the total is back up to 7.5. So that was short-lived. Right? So apparently everyone thinks that somehow, you know, Strasburg and Verlander are, you know, demonstrably worse than what we saw yesterday in Cole and Scherzer. And I mean, like, they're all Cy Young potential candidates. But what I would say, honestly, here's my leading indicator for this game, Joe, and you can give me all sorts of data. You can give me all sorts of trends. But at this moment, you know what I've seen with my own two eyes? I've seen Verlander get hit up his last three starts. I just have. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, yeah, I know the one against Tampa was on short rest and whatever, but the Yankees got to him a couple of times in the ALCS. That's what I've seen. Okay, I have not seen Verlander be this lights out seven innings, no runs kind of pitcher, which I believe he can be. I know he is. I'm not talking smack about Justin Verlander. All I'm saying is that in it's game two of the World Series. I don't need to know what, like, the Astros have done in their last 20 home games that were at night on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? I know that I've seen Verlander, and he doesn't look like vintage Verlander right now. Meanwhile, I know I've seen Steven Strasburg, and he's looking, like you say, Joe, like the best pitcher on the Nationals. And I'm going to go with recent form as the most important thing for my lean.
It's interesting because you're right. The indicators have been there, and yet the and this is one of the traps and the pitfalls that bettors fall into, especially ones just getting into it. All you've heard about in the media and probably read about, if you didn't follow this team all year, is the guys won 18, 19 in a row. The guy that this team is just, he's been unstoppable. But you're right, Dane. If you watch that series closely with the Yankees and you watch Cole's last couple of starts, he walked five guys against the New York Yankees his last time out. You know, I don't think people realize 162 game season for pitchers is a long ass season. Then you add in a whole nother month of games, Dane, a whole nother month of series for the playoffs. You know, these guys aren't invincible. They are going to start to slowly but surely wear down. It's what you've seen with Scherzer. It's what you saw with the Dodger pitchers, with Ryu and Kerr. It is a long-ass season, which is why managers these days are trying to limit innings and those types of things and pitch counts as best they can, especially if they have playoff aspirations. What I saw with Cole in the last couple of times out was, does he have electric stuff? Of course he does. But was he starting to maybe not get nearly as many of those sliders and changeups? So, It happens. It's going to happen. Very few guys can maintain that level of dominance in Major League Baseball through October. That's what makes this is where careers and Hall of Fame careers and people are made. I don't care what you did through 162 games. What you do in October, because that's what separates, you know, people from everybody else, the cream of the crop. And unfortunately, the signs were there for Cole that, yeah, he wasn't great his last time out. It started the game prior to that. He just could not get, and I'll give credit to the Nationals hitters as well as the Astros hitters. They made these two guys work, and you're going to get a lot of that this series, Dane.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. You know, we have our guy Jay the Sports Keg on a bunch, you know, and I'm excited about some boxing matches that are coming up. This is like, you know, the championship fight in the 11th and 12th round, Joe.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They don't have much left. It's like the heart of the champion, you know, and all that stuff.
It's cliche, but it's right.
That's what I'm saying. And now these guys, you know, who have at this point, 220 plus innings on their arms, you know? And so, that's what we're going to see. And that's why the plan for the offense is to spit on as many pitches as possible and get these guys into the sixth inning and try to attack the bullpen. Like, there's a reason why this happens. There's a reason Billy Beane called Kevin Youkilis the Greek god of walks about 20 years ago. You know what I mean? This is what you do, especially against a ridiculously strong pitcher. You have to try to get him out, and you're just lucky that you're getting it at the very end of the season where they're running on fumes. I'm not saying that either one of these starting pitchers can't summon the echoes and throw a shutout tonight. It's possible. They're that caliber. But this is the only option you have left as an offense to try to work the counts, to try to manufacture runs. You know, and what we saw is that requires things like hits with runners in scoring position. And last night, the Nationals did it, and Houston did not.
That's correct. And they did it pretty well, too. Big hits at the big moments at the right time. The difference between the game was the Nationals were able to make Cole pay. And unfortunately, the Astros kept leaving Scherzer. Scherzer should have been out of there in the third inning, honestly. That would have changed the scope of everything. He was on the ropes in the third inning, the fourth inning, and the fifth inning. They had opportunities to blow that game open. And when you don't do that, when you give, you know, guys like Scherzer and Cole opportunities to come back and haunt you, that's exactly what they'll do. Which, again, tonight, Verlander, this rest, by the way, it didn't turn out to be, that a terrible of a thing for the hitters from the Nationals.
Right.
It's starting to grind. The Astros are really going to have to start to grind this out, because it's not just the Yankees, Dan. The Astros are hitting .208 in the playoffs. I mean, this is it's not like all of a sudden they have not been good over the last, month of the season here. They're not hitting like what we are used to seeing them hit, including Springer standing at home plate, jumping up and down like he hit a home run last night. He pulled an Acuna, Ronald Acuna, and ended up on second base with one out. And, oh, yeah, the next batter, Altuve, flies out deep enough to right where that game could have been tied. That's the kind of crap we're talking about that makes a difference when you get into October.
Yeah, listen, Brantley went 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Altuve went 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Bregman had a chance, didn't get a hit, and that's what it comes down to. We were saying this against the Yankees, especially in such a nip-and-tuck game. Someone's going to get a key hit with runners on. We'll see who it is. That's what it comes down to.
And don't want to add fire to the juice ball theory, but he did think that ball was gone. Springer did. Yeah, only it wasn't gone in his own home ballpark. I'm just saying. We'll talk some NBA.
He's an outfielder. You think he knows how to read it?
I'll show you this gaudy ring. Oh, God. Stunning.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Who wants the light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season. If you do, then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. You can get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey and you are not using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong, leaving money on the table. Don't do it. Enter the promo code ACTION. Get a 10% discount. That promo code is ACTION for a 10% discount. And remember, DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And welcome in here to the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. We do make it rain. That's why the name of the show here. And last night, those of you that backed the Nationals at plus 180 road underdogs, congratulations. The over hits last night, the Nats cash on the first five innings at plus 165, the over in the first five innings at plus three also cashes at around at better than even money. So it was a profitable night for those that backed the Nats. Not necessarily a problem. Well, no, just it was an awful night if you backed the Astros across the board there. But the good news is, you have a game two here tonight, and we told you the line looks similar. You're still starting to see, you know, plus 160 to plus 170 for the Nats in Strasburg, and, you know, minus 180, minus 185, and that'll climb, I'm sure, because this is what happens, Dane. Now the Astros have to win. So because they have to win, yes, that means that they're going to win. So I fully anticipate that will be. That plus that minus 180, 185 number right now will start to creep up. We're going to get closer to $2 by this afternoon because there's nothing like having to win, Dane, because very often in sports betting, Dane, because teams have to do something usually means it happens.
Oh, yeah. Put it in the bank, right? Let me tell you something, Joe. We have been doing the show together at this point for, I would say, like 9 months, right? It was like January, I think we started, right? And since then, you know, I've always been a fantasy guy, and I have done more and more sports investing under your tutelage in the last 9 months. Like, I always dabbled and threw a couple shekels in, you know, right. But I've been doing it more and more day to day, understanding the reads more and more, getting all the insight from the experts as I really get deeper into the sports investing world. And I will tell you, Joe, over the last 9 months, my two biggest losses, okay? We're on the Tampa Bay Lightning in the NHL playoffs and the Golden State Warriors in the NBA playoffs. Yep. Okay. So now when you say the Houston Astros have to win tonight, yeah. Guess what? I ain't playing it tonight. Okay. Or if I do, I'm going to ride with Steven Strasburg. It's that same exact theory, you know, right,
that's
Joe?
Correct.
Like we were talking about the Canadian or the Lightning. And I remember they lost game one to like the Blue Jackets or something. Right. And we were like, oh, it can't happen again. So what did I do? Like a fool. I like doubled the unit on it for game two. You know what I mean? And then the same thing with the Warriors, right? I was like, oh, I love the Warriors. They ain't going to beat the Raptors. Well, Gabe Morency and all the fans at Jurassic Park last night will tell you otherwise. But then mid-series, I was like, oh, now it's – oh, Durant is back. It's definitely going to happen, you know? And so that's exactly it. You can't fall prey to that, Joe.
No. You have to be you have to understand that just because something should happen, has to happen, want it to happen – it doesn't mean it's going to happen. And unfortunately for Astros backers and Mattress Mac and everybody else that bet on them in this series, you are going to have to you're going to have to watch this game here tonight and be on edge and sweat it out a little bit, because there is no way they can go to Washington giving up home field advantage and go down 2-0, Dane. It's already the numbers have switched as far as percentages. We know what happens. Teams that win one of the World Series, very often and not, close to 60% of the time, go on to win the series. So now advantage Nats, you can't give them another game. So this is going to be a big one here for Houston, the Astros, and the backers. But you mentioned, of course, the Raptors last night had an opportunity to drop the banner and hand out these rings here, guys, which are some of the gaudiest things I think I have ever seen in my entire life. And You know, I'm reading the description of what these rings is. It's what's that? Who's that?
Bavona says he's seen worse.
You've seen worse?
He is, of course, absolutely. The Boston Red Sox World Series rings. All of them.
Well,
they're horrible.
Well, that's horrible.
Well, there's horrible, and then there's this. And this is, and I think of, what was it, Fred Van Fleet last night. It's like, I got to hit the gym, man. I can't even carry the damn thing around.
A bunch of them. Serge Ibaka was hysterical with it.
Yeah.
Actually, I still think the worst is the Houston Astros from 2017. Like, that was gaudy and just, like, literally, like, Verlander, like, put his on. It was the size of his hand.
Yeah.
It is the most, guys. 14 carats worth of diamonds, more than 650 total diamonds. Both of those numbers, guys, look at this ring, are the most ever in any professional championship ring. It is the biggest and the most disgusting thing we have ever seen. Now, they did get, of course, replicas. I don't know how you replicate that, but I guess minus the diamonds. But you you did get a bunch of cubic zirconias passed out last night because every fan in attendance ended up getting one of these. They dropped the banner. It was nice. I mean, it was a good night last night. And fans were treated to an overtime game in which, and it's so funny, Dane, it's our very first NBA game last night, right? And wouldn't you know it also included the very first hashtag torn ticket of the NBA season, because those of you that watched that game and backed and took the 7 points with the New Orleans Pelicans, because let's face it, we know in the past that usually teams that have celebrations on game one, they come out slow. It doesn't necessarily work out all that well. Yeah, well, New Orleans took it to them. For most of this game, they were leading right up until the fourth quarter when...
Overtime, not your friend.
Yeah, they weren't leading anymore. And then they coughed it up a little bit there, had a 6-point lead there at halftime. I mean, New Orleans was humming along, and then all of a sudden they clamped down a little bit there, took it to overtime. 13-5 was the final in the overtime period. That means Toronto went on to win by 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 8 points. Eight points there, and a number of different missed shots too in the overtime period for poor New Orleans might have changed that opportunity and that outcome. But those of you that took the 7, yeah, you had to be screaming and cursing because you were winning this game the entire night, Dane. Congratulations! It's a win for the Raptors, who looked, and it was very funny, Dane. That entire damn team, the only guy that was missing, played in the late night, that guy, right, Kawhi Leonard. But that team looked, it is exactly the same damn team what we were rooting on and watching in the championship. And you know what? They played exactly like we thought they were going to play, minus the Kawhi, but still, they're going to be tough in the East.
They are going to be tough in the East, and you're right. It's a hashtag torn ticket because, I mean, you know, Toronto battles back at the end. Even if they lose by a bucket and don't go to overtime, you're still chilling with your plus 7, you know. So I think you're right, and I think what we are going to have to see this season, you know, first of all, Pascal Siakam got paid, remember, this week, and he then comes, listen, 34-18, he's going to have to take that next step forward and assume some of what they got out of Kawhi Leonard. And I would think Van Fleet, who emerged as well in the playoffs as like a kind of like a cult hero, you know, they're going to have to continue to ascend, and they'll be competitive in the East. But when you know, when the chips are down, right, you need your star in the NBA to deliver. That's what we saw in May and June, right? Kawhi putting them on his back. So when we get into the playoffs against the Boston, against the Philly, against the Milwaukee, they'll need one of those players to become Superman. But for now, and as a regular season team, Toronto looks good. You know they'll play defense, and they got a good win. But oh, for sure, hashtag torn ticket. You know what I was thinking also, Joe?
Awful.
I saw during the ceremony, the Pelicans are there, like, sitting there and watching it.
Yes. Yeah. And there was a reason. Yeah, there was actually
a... What do you think that does for the psyche? Like, I saw, like, Lonzo Ball chilling, staring at it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was actually... it was funny. The coach, Alvin Gentry, who made a couple of very questionable decisions last night in this game, too, by the way, guys. But he actually... He was asked that very question, Dane, after the game, as far as what, you know, like, what was that all about? And this is what he said.
I wanted our guys to be able to see that, to feel the energy in the building, really. And I thought it's a good thing, and it's a good motivational thing.
Yeah, so he it was by design that he wanted them front and center to see these guys get the ring, minus, of course, Zion, who is now out of nowhere getting a getting some sort of knee surgery, which I thought was interesting, too, because Chris Webber on the broadcast last night dropped a bomb in the middle of it, talking or at least hinting towards Dane that this is all manufactured, that there really isn't anything wrong with his knee, that there's something else going on, that maybe they wanted to, you know, keep him away and give him a little extra time. And yeah, so I don't know who really buys that, but, you know, Chris Webber, I guess, gets paid to drop bombs every now and then, where it gets people talking, going, maybe this is all, maybe they're fabricated. Maybe something else is really going on. Maybe it's not a meniscus surgery. Maybe there really is, because nobody can seem to pinpoint when the injury happened, which means it's got cover up, Dane. It's got it. Listen, tinfoil hat here, man. Could it be Zion's just milking it because he's not ready to play?
Whatever. I mean, like, no. You're going to manage, you have to manage the minutes of a 20-year-old? Come on.
Welcome to the media in 2019, dude. It just drives me absolutely crazy.
Weber's
Battle of L.A. How did LeBron and Anthony Sharman Davis do? We'll tell you next.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk, I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 of the NBA season getting ready to take center stage tonight, where you'll have just about everybody else getting ready to hit the court. Boston, Philadelphia, Memphis, Miami, Knicks at the Spurs. You got the Wizards, Dallas, OKC, Utah. You go down the list, guys. You got just about everybody else getting ready to go as Toronto wins last night over New Orleans at home in overtime. Pascal, we told you, 34 and 18, and oh yeah, fouls out, by the way, in the fourth, and didn't even play in the overtime, which kudos to everyone else for picking him up there, but that's what, that's what experience does for you. But there was a game last night, and it was dubbed the Battle of L.A. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, you got Clippers at home. at least the home team last night taking on the Lakers, and Anthony Davis, LeBron James. And I thought it was fascinating because the game goes off and I'm watching early on, Dane, and it's just LeBron and company are running over the Clippers. I mean, they bum rushed them. And they had no answer for Anthony Davis. They had nobody that could really block him at all, cover him. And it was funny. They put Patrick Beverley on LeBron, which I thought was hilarious because it was like, you know, it was David and Goliath there.
Yeah.
But it was funny. Something happened in the second quarter there. And his name is, Kawhi Leonard, the MVP, all of a sudden kicked it into another gear. And just like that, this game was completely tied, turnaround, made up 16 points. And all of a sudden, the Clippers started to push them around a little bit. And it didn't hurt, Dane, that the Lakers and LeBron, you know, listen, in the NBA, guys, when you add it all up at the end of the day, it really would help if you shoot better than, 50% from the field on all your throws, whether it be threes or twos or anything along those lines. Very hard to win in this league, especially when you're going up against, the reigning MVP, if you are shooting 37%, which is just about what LeBron and Anthony Davis shot from the field. 1 of 5 from three. And when it was all said and done, yeah, the fourth quarter came around and they just clamped down on the Lakers and LeBron. And I don't want to say anything, but LeBron had nothing but, Dan, you ready for this? He had nothing but excuses after the games because he was asked, what's it like to, you lose this rivalry game and, are you disappointed? And this is what he said.
I disagree. I disagree on how big of a test it was. It's the first game. You know, obviously, the NBA is back, and that's what everybody's trying to have the narrative of a rivalry game, and is a huge test. I think both teams are not who they want to be. We have a lot of room to improve. We're a new group that's coming together. We have a new coaching staff. We have a new system. And it's not a rivalry. We're trying to get better every single day on how we can be as great as we can be. We did some good things tonight. We did some not so good things. And that happens in a game one, especially for a new club. So we look forward to getting in the film room tomorrow and seeing, some of the mistakes that we made where we could have been better at.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain the team you played at new club as well with Kawhi Leonard. And all I heard is excuse, 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 because, Dane, you tell me, do you think or do you not think that LeBron James and Anthony Davis went into that game last night thinking, we are going to make a statement in game one here, and we are going to run this team over and prove who's kings of L.A. Now it's, what's the big deal? It's only game one, man. Come on, dude. It's like, and I think we're going to get this same speech for at least the first month of the season.
Yeah, and here's the thing with LeBron, and, we hear Venmo Brian, who's a big fan of him, obviously. Joe, if you read a transcript of what he said there, I don't think you'd have that big of an issue on it. The words he just said were all technically true, right? Neither team is who they want to be yet, blah, blah, blah. A lot of it was coach speak, no problem. For me, with LeBron, he's almost crossed that threshold of just being, so aloof and thinking he's above it all a little too much. Like, he knows so much more than everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, we're bothering him to ask him the question. And that's right. Where I think my thing is with LeBron. Because, like, technically, the words he said were okay and true, you know? It's like the same thing that a Bill Belichick would say or a Derek Jeter would say. Like, but it's kind of the way he does it that is really off-putting. I just think it feels entitled and aloof and kind of above it all, and that's the problem for me, Joe. But you're right. Anthony Davis, 8 for 21. LeBron, 7 for 19. Like, that, and a lot of that coming inside also. That's what's going to have to happen. And when you look at the Clippers, for me, like, they're deep, Joe. This is without Paul George, right? Mm-hmm. But when you can have two guys that are in the top five odds of six man of the year voting, and Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams, you know, and they're going to be able to rely on that all season long. And, yep, they were able to clamp down later on in the game.
Yeah. New team also, you're right, LeBron, only their bench scored 60 points.
Yeah.
60 on your new team. All right. So they didn't have a problem shooting.
That's right.
But I find it hilarious.
Maybe they were gelling instead of filming movies over the summer.
Listen, I get it. It's game one. You're going to play it down. Nobody is crowning a champion after one game. But the truth is, context matters, my friend, because the idea that you weren't going into that game looking to run them over and send a message is totally the idea that it was, we're just, you know, we're working on things. Bull crap. You wanted to go in there and steamroll them and prove to everybody you're kings of L.A. Well, guess what? Somebody got steamrolled on that court, only it wasn't Kawhi and company. 60 damn points off the bench. Like, are you, and without Paul George? Yeah, okay. Let me know how that works. Let me know how that works out this year. I think there is disappointment. They're going to win their share of games because of the mismatch nightmare there, provided everyone stays healthy. But quite honestly, that bench for the Lakers, like, Kentavious Pope had no points and five fouls. Like, seriously, right. Dude? Like, where's the points coming from here, Dane?
Dwight Howard, baby.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard and Jared Dudley are technically the answers to your question.
Oh, my. Okay. And you guys don't see a problem with that at all?
I'm just answering your question, Joe. I'm not judging.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, exactly where are the points going to come? Because LeBron and Anthony Davis are not going to be playing 40 minutes a game here. Let's face it, guys.
Not going to play 82 games a season either.
Exactly.
Joe.
So,
okay. And when you look at the plus minus here, look at the plus minus of this bench. Dudley was minus 20. You know, guys like Cook and Howard. Then, like you said, look at the plus minus of this bench on the other side of town. You know, Harrell, Lou Williams, Harkless. These are guys, you know, that know their role and can produce. I like this idea of a team, and especially when Paul George gets back. And by the way, Paul George, also a good wing defender, lengthy, that kind of thing. Like, this is going to be an interesting defense when you can have Beverly, Kawhi, and Leonard there out there on the wing defending people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how they say teams are built to try to stop others? Yeah, I don't care what wing players you have. These guys can lock you down.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's going to be interesting because if I'm rolling out Lou Williams, like you said, Montrezl Harrell off my bench, and I'm going to get the kind of production that I'm going to get from them, and you're pulling out Jared Dudley and Quinn Cook, that's a problem, guys. That's going to continue. But again, this was the problem we had said in the offseason, going, you're spending all of this money on dudes that, and this was the problem they ran into in Golden State as well. You're so front heavy and top heavy, the bench and depth are going to suffer. And it's going to suffer here with the Lakers. You can obviously tell that last night. I don't know. Those guys will get a little bit better as it goes. But if I got to worry about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to score me 15 off the bench, oh, yeah. Okay, let me. And again, I want to remind everyone who the favorite in this game was and what the market said was going to happen in this game. And remember this moving forward, guys. The Lakers might very well be, Dane, the biggest overvalued bet on the board every week, at least for the first couple of months of the season, because they're the Lakers and it's LeBron, not because they're actually worthy of the movement. but just because that's what the public is going to bet.
Yeah, I think that's right. We talk about this all the time, Joe. You know, the odds and the totals that we see are not predictions. Mm. What they are is anticipating even money, right? And you got to figure there's going to be extra money on the lake show. I wonder, Joe, do you think it'll be different, though, at FanDuel, like, you know, in Atlantic City versus out there in Vegas? Because this is an L.A. team with L.A. West Coast kind of love. Do you think – we've talked about kind of regional markets and lines. Do you think it'll be different? The Lakers will be dramatically different in Vegas than they will be, you know, with our friends at FanDuel?
No, because you're talking about national brands, essentially. Regional teams, I could see it sometimes. You know, like Brooklyn's probably going to be better than, let's say, you know, like Utah kind of situation there. But I think the Lakers, the Cowboys, the Patriots, you know, those kinds of Yankees, I think they're going to get overblown. I think the books know it. And, you know, you got LeBron and Polder. LeBron was on the East Coast for his entire career. So you're going to have the whole the Lakers. Not about the Lakers. People are betting LeBron because LeBron's there. They're going to win. And they'll win their share of games.
Oh,
but
they will, yeah.
I think the things that make a championship team, like depth and, you know, health, obviously, but yeah, there's some issues with this team, and yet we watched, even last night, we watched two teams, right? The Clippers, and we watched the Toronto Raptors, guys, be the definition of a team. Is that fair, Dane?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And that's what we're going to see, you know, as time goes on. Also, let's remember this. LeBron James came in with that class, right? Dwayne Wade retired. Chris Bosh retired. You know, all the other guys in there are Carmelo Anthony can't get into the league, you know, from that year. Time is undefeated. We saw that groin injury last year on Christmas take like 25 to 30 games.
Right.
Like, I love LeBron. I know Venmo B loves LeBron, and I'm not trying to say he's done by any stretch.
Right.
But I mean, Father Time is undefeated, and look at the rest of that draft class. Dwayne Wade was doing reads for Goodyear tires last night on set.
Yep.
And you talk about miles on the on the tires, you know, like you talked about that in the World Series with guys like Cole and Verlander, right?
Yep.
For a decade, Joe, LeBron James has been playing like an extra season in terms of the playoffs, in terms of USA basketball. And like, these have been high impact, high stress, all the weight on him minutes also. Like,
that's correct.
But I would not be surprised if on this top heavy team where Anthony Davis misses 20 to 30 games a season, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they need to lean on LeBron a little bit more. And I'm just saying there's not as much tread on those tires as there used to be.
Depth is, if we learned anything last year, guys, we watched Kevin Durant go down. He's the fourth all-star on that team. He went down and still with three all-stars. Golden State couldn't get it done against a team that had an above average player, obviously an MVP with a bunch of good players, but they had depth, and depth is what matters when it comes to the playoffs. I don't see the depth on a lot of teams here. That's the problem I'm having right now. But congratulations, Kawhi. Your ring is awaiting you in December in Toronto. Let me know how that goes over there. Oh, yeah, Danny Green, 28 points last night. That's your best player, by the way. More coming up here, Megan Ray.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So we got some NBA continuing tonight, game two of the World Series tonight, as the Nationals have taken a 1-0 lead in the series. Verlander, Strasburg trying to make it 2-0, and the Astros will be doing everything in their power to make sure that doesn't happen as they get ready to head back to Washington for three games, 2-3-2 in this series. But we do also have some NFL games coming up this week. Week 8, it'll kick off on Thursday night in a game that absolutely nobody wants to watch, but the Minnesota Vikings will be taking on the Washington Redskins, who I believe still field a team. I'm not sure they'll score, but they will field a team. And we did get, of course, some guys swapping teams yesterday, Dane. Yeah. We talked about how we expected the trade deadline to be a little more active this year than in past, and certainly it didn't disappoint. We heard yesterday early that Mohamed Sanu is now a New England Patriot. Of course he is. And then we heard a little later in the day that Emmanuel Sanders, who we knew was going to be traded, and right, the rumors were flying. We kind of thought San Francisco, but that's exactly where he's going, San Francisco, yeah, rather. I think both wide receivers were the winners in this situation, that they went from, less than mediocre teams to contenders. And I like the fit for both teams. I think it works really well. I'm not sure what the hell the Detroit, the Lions had been drama-free thus far, and then they went and did a 27-year-old starting safety. Like, I don't get what they're doing there. But the Seahawks, congratulations, because they certainly needed secondary help. I don't get it. And I don't think that's going to be the end of it. I think we're going to hear a couple of more before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I absolutely do as well. You know, we talked off air about the idea of maybe the Rams dangling Brandon Cooks, mm-hmm, to get some of that trade assets back. We've talked about guys like Trent Williams, who, is adding members of the Cleveland Browns on his social media account. I think Kenyon Drake could now be a fit for those same Detroit Lions, Joe, because yes, Kerryon Johnson, a guy that I have loved, is gone on IR with the knee injury. Oh, and by the way, Matt Patricia, Brian Flores, they may know each other from days in the New England defense room. So they may do some business together. There's some fantasy winners in those two that we should talk about on the other side of the
game. We'll do that. Coming up, hour two, Make It Rain on the Grid.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.